creation. Now, are there two accounts? Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book on why God allows death and suffering, called Walking Through Shadows. Ken, I've heard some Christians claim that there are two different accounts of creation in the book of Genesis. Obviously, this can't be true, but how do you answer that claim?
When Christians say such things, they're usually referring to the first two chapters of Genesis. They claim that Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 are two different or contradictory accounts of creation. But when you look closely at these chapters, you find they're not contradictory, they're actually complementary. You see, Genesis chapter 1 is an overview of the creation week in chronological order. But Genesis chapter 2, beginning with verse 4, is actually a more detailed account of the sixth day of creation. For example, in Genesis chapter 1, we're told that God made people, male and female. But in Genesis 2, we're given the details of how this happened. God made man from dust and then put him to sleep to make the first woman from his side. In fact, Jesus in Matthew 19 quoted from both Genesis chapter 1 and 2 in the same passage when he talked about marriage. Obviously, Jesus Christ, who is the truth, saw them as complementary accounts. There are no contradictions in the Word of God.
Skeptics sometimes try to stump Christians with other kinds of challenging questions, including that old chestnut, where did Cain find his wife? Ken Ham has actually written a booklet on this question, and it's available free on our website, answersradio.com.